Welcome to a new segment of Anchored in Our Roots. My name is Catrice Tybitt-Chapin, and I am a licensed and nationally certified school psychologist in Washington State. On today's segment, we are going to briefly break bread and talk about moving from compassion fatigue and vicarious trauma to radical self-love and care. Angela Davis once said, "Radical simply means grasping things at the root." As BIPOC school-based mental health providers, we must be aware of when our ability to radically love ourselves begins to erode. Erosion is an interesting process in science. There is a unique similarity between what happens with soil erosion and what mental health providers experience when they don't care for themselves. Please let me share. Erosion is a natural process that takes place when the Earth's forces, such as water, wind, ice, and gravity, transplant rocks and soils. Erosion is said to have no effect on the Earth's mantle. Rather, it impacts its surface. There are three main processes that take place during erosion. 1, detachment. 2, transportation. And 3, deposition. In earlier segments of Anchored in Our Roots, I shared how important cultural stitching and weaving, white supremacy culture, and racial battle fatigue can impact BIPOC mental health providers. The weight of these issues can cause mental health providers to detach, compassion fatigue, and or feel the burden of their clients more deeply. We call that vicarious trauma, and that's the transportation piece. This can lead to adverse physiological and psychological trauma to our bodies. The deposit. When BIPOC school-based mental health providers begin to feel the transportation of trauma, it is time to replace the negative deposits with radical self-love and self-care. That is, we must learn the early signs of our own stressors and how they impact our body, mind, and spirit. Our second ebook is going to be all about learning about these signs, getting to our ancestral roots of healing, so that we can start depositing radical self-love and self-care to ourselves once again.